do I stand away?
Yeah, I mean, where do I stand? You know, I'm not some young or old hillbilly from, you know, I'm a regular dad, like I said a million times up there.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of young, we've got a lot of diversity of races. We even have Democrat, I mean, my staff alone, we've got Democrats. I have a liberal Democrat that just so happens to believe in limited government.
Yeah.
And she doesn't like, you know, she might be socially in agreement with the president, but not fiscally, and therefore she's taking a position of joining the Tea Party. So it's a pretty broad spectrum.
It sometimes sounds very angry out there when you come to rallies.
Well,
and
when you have 9/10 of the media painting a picture of you as that, what are you going to believe? You're going to believe what they're trying, but they've tried to attach us to shootings. The one in Colorado, one very near to me. Gabby Gifford was nearly 100 miles from me, and I literally got 3 death threats that morning.
Right.
My wife picked up one that they were going to target me because the person who shot her was not a Tea Party person.
Yeah.
But they fear us so much that's they're trying to marginalize. But they can't marginalize our Constitution and our founding principles, and they can't defeat the Tea Party because it's not a person. It's an idea. Thanks, Roy.
What do you want to hear from Mitt Romney when he gets up on Thursday and gives a speech?
I want him to be passionate. I think some of his latest, he's fighting back. I don't want him to be John McCain 2012. I don't want him to be attacked and then take the high road. And he told the president with these attack ads, calling him a murderer of a lady with cancer, with his, you know, that he's a cheat and he's a this and he's a that, and he responded appropriately. He said, "Take your hate and anger and take it back to Chicago," and that's how he needs to approach this, because they're bringing tough Chicago politics to this campaign, and the way you defeat that is you fight fire with fire, and you go back head on, and you stick with your principles. He doesn't need to do personal attacks on Obama. Obama's doing that to himself.
Yeah.
But he just needs to stick to his conservative. It's simple. Personal responsibility, limited government, free markets. If he sticks to that, he'll have. That's what Ronald Reagan did in 1980 and 84, and he won 2 landslide elections.
But let me ask you, I mean, you talked about you're confident you're going to win the White House, you're going to take the Senate, hold the House. I mean, the polls right now aren't great.
Ronald Reagan ran in 1980, he was down by 10 points at this time.
Yeah.
And he went on the debates and communicated.